Okay, let's dive into the intricate world of 5G. We're going way beyond just faster downloads today.
It's right.
You've sent us some seriously technical documentation.
Yes.
TS1295V1701705000P.PDF, a 3GPP technical specification, and we're going to unpack how 5G actually works.
Yeah, this document really focuses on the AMF, the Access and Mobility Management function. It's like the behind-the-scenes orchestrator of the entire 5G network.
So not just faster internet, but a whole system for managing devices and connections. I'm intrigued. I even noticed that intellectual property rights get a mention in this document.
Yeah, they do. It's always interesting to see how those legal aspects kind of intertwine with the technology itself. But for today, let's focus on the core function of the AMF.
Okay.
Clause 4 does a great job of laying that out.
It compares the AMF to a busy train station.
Right.
Which I guess makes sense if we're talking about managing the comings and goings of devices on a network.
Exactly. And just like a train station has platforms and signals and, you know, personnel directing traffic, the AMF has its own set of functions and processes to kind of handle all that network traffic.
And it looks like it interacts with a whole bunch of other functions too, judging by figure 4.1-1. We've got SMF, PCF, SMSF. Almost sounds like alphabet soup.
There are a lot of acronyms, that's for sure. But each one represents a crucial piece of the 5G puzzle. The SMF, or session management function, is responsible for managing your connection to the internet.
So when I'm streaming my favorite show,
yes,
the SMF is making sure that connection stays strong.
You got it. And then you have the PCF, or policy control function. It's like the rule enforcer, making sure you're getting the right quality of service based on your data plan and the demands of what you're doing online.
Okay, so no buffering chaos when I'm binge watching thanks to the PCF. What about that SMSF? Something tells me it's about texting.
Good guess. You're right. The SMSF handles all those text messages we send back and forth. And then there's the PWS-IWF, which stands for...
Let me guess. Public Warning System Interworking Function.
You're getting good at this. It's how the network can send out emergency alerts and other important broadcasts.
Wow. It's incredible how much is going on behind the scenes every time we use our phones. So we've got all these different functions, but they need to work together seamlessly. That's where the AMF really steps in,
yeah.
Right? It's the central coordinator making sure everything runs smoothly. What are some of the key services it provides to do that?
Well, if you look at table 5.1-1 in the document, it outlines a whole range of AMF services. But to give you an idea, let's focus on a few interesting ones.
Perfect, because I'm ready to dive deeper into the details. UE context transfer caught my eye. What's that all about?
Think of it this way. You're traveling on a train, we're sticking with the train station analogy, and you need to transfer to another train to continue your journey.
Okay.
The AMF is responsible for making sure your UE context, which is essentially all the information about your device and your connection, is seamlessly handed over to the next part of the network.
So it's like making sure your digital luggage makes it to the right train without you having to lift a finger. Pretty important for a smooth journey.
Exactly. And just like a train conductor needs to know who's on board, the AMF relies on something called a registration status update.
Now, that one sounds a bit Big Brother-ish. Is the AMF tracking my every move?
Not really. It's more about efficiency and security. The AMF needs to keep tabs on where each device is in the network and what kind of access it has. This is crucial for things like making sure you're only using the data you're paying for and preventing unauthorized access.
Okay, so more like a security guard than Big Brother. And I'm guessing N1N2 message transfer has something to do with how the AMF communicates.
Precisely. Remember all those other functions we talked about? The AMF acts as a super efficient messenger service, making sure messages are routed correctly between your device and all the different parts of the network that need to talk to each other.
So it's like the postal service of the 5G world, making sure data gets where it needs to go.
Exactly. And it's not just about delivering messages randomly. The AMF takes into account different scenarios, like whether a message needs to be sent immediately or can be queued up. It even handles any, you know, unexpected errors that might pop up along the way, as detailed in section 5.2.2.3.
This AMF sounds like a real multitasker.
Oh, absolutely. And to really appreciate its multitasking prowess, we need to talk about how it achieves this seamless transfer of information, especially when you're moving between different parts of the network. It leverages a clever process called event subscription synchronization.
Okay, I'm ready to get into the weeds a bit. Tell me more about this synchronization process.
Essentially, it ensures that any changes to your travel itinerary, meaning the services and resources you're using on the network, are reflected across different parts of the system.
So it's like when the train conductor announces a platform change. Everyone needs to be in the loop for a smooth journey.
Exactly. And this synchronization is especially important when you're moving between different parts of the network, like, say, switching from Wi-Fi to cellular data. It's all about maintaining that smooth, uninterrupted connection without you even noticing.
That is seriously impressive. Okay, let's shift gears for a moment and talk about something that caught my eye earlier. Data structures. Clause 6.1.6.2 is packed with them, and some of the names sound a bit intimidating.
They might sound intimidating, but they're the language the AMF uses to communicate all those important details about your device, your connection, and your activity on the network.
So it's like the AMF's internal filing system, keeping track of everything in a structured way.
Exactly. It's how the AMF makes sense of all the data flowing through the network. For example, let's look at the UConn text type outlined in clause 6.1.6.2.25. It's essentially a digital passport for your device.
A digital passport. I like that. What kind of information does this passport contain?
It has everything from your SUPI, which is your device's unique identifier, like a passport number, to a flag called SUPI unauthent that indicates whether your device has been verified by the network. There's even a restricted CN list that lists any networks your device isn't allowed to access, maybe because of roaming restrictions on your plan.
Wow, it's amazing how much detail is packed into this digital passport. And what about this N2Info content type in clause 6.1.6.2.27? It sounds mysterious.
Think of it as coded messages used for secure and efficient communication between the AMF and other network functions. It's like a secret language that helps them exchange information quickly and securely.
Okay. I'm starting to get a real appreciation for just how much is happening behind the scenes every time I use my phone. It's like a whole other world operating just below the surface.
It really is. And it's important to remember that behind all these protocols, procedures, and data structures are real people who have designed, built, and are constantly working to improve this complex technology.
That's a great point. It's easy to get caught up in the technical details and forget about the human ingenuity that makes it all possible.
Speaking of human ingenuity, Section 6.3 delves into how the AMF handles errors, both those pesky protocol hiccups and the dreaded application errors we've all experienced.
Error handling. The often overlooked but essential part of any complex system. What happens when things go wrong?
Well, the AMF is designed to be pretty resilient. It has mechanisms for detecting and recovering from various errors. For example, if a message fails to be delivered, the AMF can try again or reroute the message through a different path. There are even ways to deal with, unexpected situations like a network outage.
So it's like a self-healing system, always working to keep things running smoothly.
Exactly. It's constantly monitoring itself, identifying potential problems, and taking corrective action to minimize any disruption to your service.
Amazing. But I imagine there's still times when things go wrong, even with the AMF's best efforts.
Of course, no system is perfect. But the key is to learn from those errors and improve the system to make it even more robust. That's where those detailed error codes and descriptions in the documentation come in handy. They provide valuable clues for troubleshooting and optimizing the network.
So it's a never-ending process of refinement then?
Absolutely. Technology is constantly evolving, and the 5G system is no exception. As new applications emerge and user demands increase, the AMF and other network functions will need to adapt and improve to keep pace.
What you're saying is that this deep dive is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the complexities of 5G.
Precisely. This document gives us a fascinating snapshot, but there's always more to explore.
It definitely has. I'm feeling much more informed now, though I have to admit it's also made me realize how much I still don't know. But hey, that's the beauty of learning, isn't it? There's always more to discover.
I couldn't agree more.
Well, after navigating this intricate world of data structures, services, and procedures, I'm starting to see the 5G system as a complex living organism.
An apt analogy. And just like any living organism, it's constantly interacting with its environment, responding to changes, and striving to maintain a state of balance and efficiency.
It's truly remarkable. And as we wrap up this deep dive into the 5G system architecture, I'm struck by the sheer complexity of it all. It's like a vast and intricate city with hidden systems operating behind the scenes, constantly working to keep everything running smoothly. And just like a city needs a good blueprint, the 5G system relies on these technical documents to define its structure and functions.
Absolutely. It's like having a detailed map that not only shows you the streets and buildings, but also how the traffic lights, the power grid, and the communication systems all work together.
It's mind-boggling when you think about it. The document we're diving into is like a window into that hidden complexity.
It really is. And just like a city needs to adapt to accommodate a growing population and changing needs, the 5G system is designed to be just as versatile and adaptable.
So it's built to handle not just the way we use our phones today, but also all the new technologies and applications that are still on the horizon.
Exactly. The 5G system is designed to support a wide range of use cases, from connecting billions of devices to enabling new technologies like self-driving cars and smart cities.
It's exciting to think about all the possibilities, but it also makes you wonder how they can pack so much flexibility and functionality into a system like this.
That's where the ingenuity of those data structures, procedures, and all those acronyms we talked about comes in. They're the building blocks that allow engineers to create a system that's both powerful and adaptable.
It's like they've created a new language for designing and building communication networks, one that can evolve to meet the demands of the future.
That's a great way to put it. And this document is essentially a guide to understanding that language. Once you grasp the basic concepts and terminology, you can start to appreciate the elegance and sophistication of the 5G system.
It makes you appreciate how much thought and planning goes into building a system like this. It's not just about throwing more bandwidth at the problem. It's about creating a system that's fundamentally robust, flexible, and intelligent.
Absolutely. And that's what makes this deep dive so fascinating. We're not just looking at a static technology. We're peering into the blueprint of a system that's still evolving and has the potential to reshape our world in countless ways.
It's a bit like looking at the plans for a city of the future with flying cars and self-healing buildings. We can see the potential, but it's hard to wrap our minds around all the implications.
And just like any ambitious construction project, there are bound to be challenges and unexpected obstacles along the way. But that's part of what makes it so exciting. Overcoming those challenges and pushing the boundaries of what's possible is how we drive innovation and progress.
I'm starting to see why you get so excited about these technical documents. They're not just dry specifications, they're a roadmap to the future of technology.
Exactly. They represent the culmination of years of research, collaboration, and problem solving. And by understanding them, we gain a deeper appreciation for the incredible technologies we often take for granted.
Well, I have to say, this deep dive has given me a whole new perspective on 5G. It's not just about faster downloads, it's about creating a foundation for a more connected, intelligent, and innovative future.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And as we continue to explore this document, I think you'll be even more amazed by the ingenuity and foresight that's gone into designing the 5G system.
I'm ready for more. What else does this document reveal about the inner workings of 5G? So we've covered a lot of ground here, from the AMF's role as the grand central station of the 5G network
We have.
to those fascinating data structures that define how information is organized and exchanged.
Yeah.
But this document isn't just about the present state of 5G, is it? It also hints at where this technology might be headed.
You're right. It does. I remember how we talked about the 5G system being designed for flexibility and adaptability? This document is like a snapshot in time, a blueprint for a system that's constantly evolving.
So, what might future versions of this document look like? What new challenges and innovations might they need to address?
That's the million-dollar question. As we push the boundaries of speed, capacity, and connectivity,
Right.
we'll inevitably encounter new complexities. Imagine a world where everything is connected, not just our phones and computers,
Yeah.
but cars, appliances, even entire cities.
Wow.
Managing that level of connectivity is a huge challenge.
It's mind-boggling. And what about security? With so many devices interconnected, the potential vulnerabilities must be enormous.
Absolutely. Security is paramount, especially as 5G enables things like remote surgery and autonomous vehicles. Future versions of this document will likely delve even deeper into security protocols and how the network can be designed to withstand attacks and malfunctions.
It's like we're talking about building a digital fortress around our lives.
In a way, yes. And just like any good fortress, it needs to be designed with both defense and resilience in mind. It's not just about preventing breaches, but also about ensuring the network can recover quickly and gracefully if something does go wrong.
It makes you realize that designing for the future of 5G is about more than just faster speeds and lower latency. It's about anticipating challenges, embracing innovation, and creating a system that's as robust and adaptable as the world it's connecting.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And that's what makes this field so exciting. It's not just about understanding technology. It's about envisioning the future and creating the tools that will shape it.
It's been an incredible journey exploring these technical depths with you. Even though we've only scratched the surface of this document, I feel like I've gained a whole new appreciation for the complexity and ingenuity behind 5G.
It's been a pleasure sharing this deep dive with you. And remember, this is just the beginning. The world of 5G is vast and constantly evolving.
And who knows, maybe one day some of our listeners will be the ones writing the next chapter in the 5G story. But until then, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep into the technologies that are shaping our world.